ஜய ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச விஹாரி கோபி ஜன வல்லப கிரி வரதாரி ஜய ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச விஹாரி கோபி ஜன வல்லப கிரி வரதாரி யசோத நந்தன பிரஜ ஜன ரஞ்சன யமுன திரவண சாரி யசோத நந்தன பிரஜ ஜன ரஞ்சன யமுன திரவண சாரி ஜய ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச விஹாரி கோபி ஜன வல்லப கிரி வரதாரி ஜய ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச விஹாரி கோபி ஜன வல்லப கிரி வரதாரி யசோத நந்தன பிரஜ ஜன ரஞ்சன யமுன திரவண சாரி யசோத நந்தன பிரஜ ஜன ரஞ்சன யமுன திரவண சாரி
Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15. The chapter entitled as The Pandavas Retire Timely, text number 11.
Yuno jugopavana eta duranta kritchrat யோ நோ ஜுகோபவன ஏத்ய துரந்த கிருச்ராத் துர்வாச சோரி ரசிதத் அயுதாக்ர புக்யா துர்வாச சோரி ரசிதத் அயுதாக்ர புக்யா ஷாகான் நசிஷ்டமுபயுஜ்ய யதஸ் த்ரிலோகிம் ஷாகான் நசிஷ்டமுபயுஜ்ய யதஸ் த்ரிலோகிம் துக்தாம் அமம்ஸ்த சலிலே வினிமக்ன சங்கா திருப்தாமம்ஸ்தசலிலே விநிமக்ன சங்கா யோ நோ ஜுகோபவன ஏத்ய துரந்த கிருச்ராத் துர்வாச சோரி ரசிதாத் அயுதாக்ர புக்யா சாகான் சிஷ்டமுபயுஜ்ய யத ஸ்த்ரிலோகீம் திருப்தாம் அமம்ஸ்த சலிலே விநிமக்ன சங்கா யோ நோ ஜுகோபவன ஏத்ய துரந்த கிருச்ராத் துர்வாச சோரி ரசிதாத் அயுதாக்ர புக்யா சாகான் சிஷ்டமுபயுஜ்ய யத ஸ்த்ரிலோகீம் திருப்தாமம்ஸ்த சலிலே விநிமக்ன சங்கா மாதாஜிஸ் ஓகே சோ வாட் டு வாட் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் யா ஒன் ஹூ நா அஸ் ஜுகோபா கேவ் ப்ரொடெக்ஷன் வனே ஃபாரெஸ்ட் ஏத்யா கெட்டிங் இன் துரந்தா டேஞ்சரஸ்லி கிருச்ராத் ட்ரபுள் துர்வாசா சாரி துர்வாசா ஓ துர்வாசமுனி ஆஹ் துர்வாசமுனி அரி எனிமி ரச்சிதாத் ஃபேப்ரிகேட்டட் பை அயுதா 10,000 அக்ரபுக் ஒன் ஹூ ஹீட்ஸ் பிஃபோர் யஹா தட் பர்சன் ஷாக அன்ன சிஸ்டம் ரெமினன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபுட் ஸ்டஃப் உபயுஜ்யா having accepted yataha because trilokim all the three worlds triptam satisfied amamsta thought within the mind salile while in the water vinimagna sangaha all merged into the water continue Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. During our exile, Arjuna is saying, during our exile, Durvasa Muni, who eats with his 10,000 disciples, intrigued with our enemies to put us in dangerous trouble. At that time, he, Lord Krishna, simply by accepting the remnants of food saved us. By his accepting food, thus the assembly of munis while bathing in the river felt sumptuously fed and all the three worlds were also satisfied. Purport. Some mystery about Durvasamuni. Durvasamuni, a powerful mystic brahmana, determined to observe the principles of religion with great vows and under strict austerities. His name is associated with many historical events, and it appears that the great mystic could be both easily satisfied and easily annoyed, like Lord Shiva. When he was satisfied, he could do tremendous good to the servitor. But if he was dissatisfied, he could bring about the greatest calamity. Kumari Kunti, at her father's house, used to minister all kinds of service to all great brahmanas, and being satisfied with her good reception, Durvasa Muni benedicted her with a power to call any devata she desired. It is understood that he was a plenary incarnation of Lord Shiva, and thus he could be either easily satisfied are easily annoyed. Ashutosh. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And by Lord Shiva's order, he accepted the priesthood of King Shvetaketu because of the king's performance of sacrifice for 100 years. Sometimes, he used to visit the parliamentary assembly of the heavenly kingdom of Indradeva, Amaravati. He could travel in space by his great mystic powers. And it is understood that he traveled a great distance through space, even up to the Vaikuntha abodes, beyond material space. He traveled all these long distances within 1 year during his quarrel with King Ambarisha, the great devotee and the great emperor of the world. So that was about the story of Durvasamuni. Now coming to the verse, Prabhupada explains, he had about 10,000 disciples, and whatever he visited and wherever he visited and became a guest of the great Kshatriya kings, he used to be accompanied by a number of followers. Once he visited the house of Duryodhana, the enemy cousin of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Duryodhana was intelligent enough to satisfy the Brahmana by all means, and the great Rishi wanted to give some benediction to Duryodhana. Duryodhana knew his mystic powers, and he knew also the mystic Brahmana, if dissatisfied, could cause some havoc, and thus he designed to engage the Brahmana to show his wrath upon the enemy cousins, the Pandavas. When the Rishi wanted to award some benediction to Duryodhana, the latter, that is Duryodhana, wished that Durvasa should visit the house of Maharaj Yudhishthira, who was the eldest and chief among all his cousins. But by his request, he would go to him. By Duryodhana's request, Durvasa would go to Yudhishthira Maharaj after he had finished his meals with his queen Draupadi. Duryodhana knew that after Draupadi's dinner, it would be impossible for Maharaj Yudhishthira to receive such a large number of Brahmana guests. And thus, the Rishi would be annoyed and would create some trouble for his cousin Maharaj Yudhishthira. That was the plan of Duryodhana. Durvasamuni agreed to this proposal, and he approached King Yudhishthira in exile according to the plan of Duryodhana after the king and Draupadi had finished their meals. On his arrival at the door of Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was at once well received, and the king requested him to finish his noontime religious duties in the river, for by that time the foodstuff would be prepared. Durvasamuni, along with his large number of disciples, 10,000 disciples, went to take a bath in the river. And Maharaj Yudhishthira was in great anxiety about the guests. As long as Draupadi had not taken her meals, food could be served to any number of guests. But the Rishi, by the plan of Duryodhana, reached there after Draupadi had finished her meals. When the devotees are put into difficulty, they have an opportunity to recollect the Lord with rapt attention. So, Draupadi was thinking of Lord Krishna in that dangerous position, and the all-pervading Lord Krishna could at once know the dangerous position of his devotees. He therefore came there on the scene and asked Draupadi to give whatever food she might have in her stock. On her being so requested by Lord Krishna, Draupadi was sorrowful because the Supreme Lord asked her for some food and she was unable to supply it at that time. She said to the Lord that the mysterious dish which she had received from the sun god could supply any amount of food if she herself had not eaten. But on that day, she had already eaten, sorry, she had already taken her meals, and thus they were in danger. By expressing her difficulties, she began to cry before the Lord, as only a woman could do in such a position. The Lord, however, asked Draupadi to bring up the cooking pot to see if there was any particle of foodstuff left. And on Draupadi's doing so, the Lord found some particles of vegetable sticking to the pot. The Lord at once picked it up and ate it. After doing so, the Lord asked Draupadi to call for the guests, the company of Durvasa. Bhima was sent to call them from the river. Bhima said, "Why are you delaying, sirs? Come on, the food is ready for you." But the Brahmanas, because of Lord Krishna's accepting a little particle of food, felt sumptuously fed even while they were in the water. They thought that since Maharaj Yudhishthira must have prepared many valuable dishes for them, and since they were not hungry and could not eat anymore, the king would feel very sorry, so it was better not to go there. Thus, they decided to go away. This incident proves that the Lord is the greatest mystic, Yogeshwara, and therefore he is known as Yogeshwara. Another instruction is that every householder must offer food to the Lord, and the result will be that everyone, even a company of guests numbering 10,000, will be satisfied because of the Lord's being satisfied. That is the way of devotional service. Long purport. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा गदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्री नमः. ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रधायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते उपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वांचाकल्पातरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य भूनित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. Hare Krishna. Welcome to all the devotees for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, today we are reading from 15th chapter of the first canto, wherein Arjuna
having requested by Yudhishthira Maharaj, what is the reason for his despondency? Then Arjuna reveals the reason and also expresses his gratitude towards Lord Krishna. What all Lord Krishna had done for the Pandavas? He is recounting all the events in which, where no one but Lord Krishna could save Pandavas. So in today's verse, one such event where no one but Lord Krishna could do what he did. Otherwise it is impossible for the Pandavas. Of course, this story is very well known to anyone. We all of us must have heard from childhood. Very famous story. Many movies, dramas and serials are there. All such kind of stories based on these stories. So we briefly discuss this story and then we will discuss some thoughts connected to the theme that is going on in regular Bhagavatam classes in this chapter. So before beginning, I would like to seek the blessings and prayers of all the assembled devotees, both offline and online. This is very grave subject matter. We may speak about on this, but very difficult to follow. So I am speaking for my own purification and my own learning, not to instruct anyone. So here Arjuna is saying that Yo no jugopa vana etya duranta krichrad durvasaso ari rachitad. Ari means enemy. Arjuna is saying that our enemy had planned perfectly. By the will of the providence, one day Durvasa visited Hastinapur. Duryodhana, Dushyasana, Shakuni and all the followers, they made a proper plan. If we please Durvasa, we can achieve our target of destroying the Pandavas. Somehow or other, by all means, they fed Durvasa and his 10,000 disciples very nicely. It is said that Ayuta Agrabuk. Durvasa is that person who eats seated in front of 10,000 followers. He had 10,000 followers. He sits in the front and 10,000 followers sit behind and he eats along with them. He never eats alone. That is his specialty. And Duryodhana and his companions, they fed all of them properly. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the Parpad that Durvasa is such a person that he can very, very easily pleased and very easily becomes annoyed. And Prabhupada also gives the example of Kunti Maharani. When she was a small girl in the kingdom of Kunti Bhoja, many sages would visit the kingdom and the king would employ Kunti in serving the great sages. At one point of time during Chaturmasya, Durvasa visited Kunti Bhoja. And Kunti served him very nicely. And he was very much pleased. And he awarded a boon that you ask whatever you want. She said, I don't know, whatever is good for me, you please offer. Understanding what would happen in Kunti's life in the future, Durvasa blessed her with a boon by giving a mantra. Chanting that mantra, she can invoke any devata and she can get a son through that devata. That was the mantra which was given by Durvasa to Kunti Maharani. And that was the major turning point in the entire Mahabharata. What all happened is all based on this one mantra. Everything is based on this one mantra in the Mahabharata. If it is not so, history would have been different. So that kind of Durvasa Muni also becomes very easily irritated. There is another story of that. Ambarish Maharaj. Just like now he is visiting the Pandavas in the forest, he also visited Ambarish Maharaj on the day of Dwadashi. On Ekadashi, Ambarish Maharaj fasted. Next day morning during parana time, he was supposed to break the fast. And Durvasa came and Ambarish Maharaj requested, please go to river and take bath and come back. We'll prepare food stuff for you. He went, he entered into the water, as it is mentioned in this verse also. Salile Vinimagna Sangaha. He entered into the water, he went into deep meditation. He forgot about the time. Here parana time is ending. And after consulting the brahmanas, he took little water just to break the fast. But after Durvasa Muni returned home, understanding that he had taken water without the guest's permission, he became very angry, created a fiery demon to kill Ambarish Maharaj.
But being protected by Supreme Lord, the Sudarshan Chakra, which was given by Lord Vishnu to protect Ambarish Maharaj, immediately destroyed that fiery demon and chased after Durvasa. And Durvasa, for his own protection, traveled to Satyaloka, Kailash and Vaikuntha for his protection. But at the end, Lord Vishnu says, I cannot protect you. Please go to Ambarish Maharaj only. He can only protect. He comes to Ambarish Maharaj and he fell flat at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj and requested for his protection. Then by the request of Ambarish Maharaj, Sudarshan Chakra became peaceful. So like that, there are many pastimes are mentioned about Durvasa Muni in the Parapat as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Duryodhana requested Durvasa after he being pleased by the lunch. You please give me the blessing that in such a way, you go to the forest where my elder brother is staying along with his family members. Go for lunch. When Draupadi had finished her lunch, he had put a condition. When Pandavas went to Vanavas, accepting the condition after being defeated in the gambling match, that they are supposed to stay in the Vanavas for 12 years, in the Ajnatavas, incognito for 1 year. So when Pandavas were going in the forest, all the Brahmanas accompanied Pandavas. Even though Yudhishthira Maharaj told, I cannot take care of you. They said, you don't have to take care of us. Forest will maintain us. We will live on roots and fruits. You don't worry. So like that, they all went to forest. So everyone is maintaining themselves. Whatever they are getting in the forest, they are maintained by that. Yudhishthira Maharaj, unable to tolerate the difficulties of the Brahmanas who accompanied him, requested Daumya what to do. And Daumya said, worship Lord Surya. He will help you. So by worshipping Lord Surya, they got Akshaya Patra. But Surya put a condition. Till the time Draupadi eats, it can produce as much food as it is required. But if Draupadi eats, it will stop for that day. It will produce one time in a day and before Draupadi eats. So this particular day, we don't know, by the inspiration of the providence, what happened, we don't know. They all had lunch by noon. All the Brahmanas had lunch, Pandavas had lunch, finally Draupadi also had lunch. Then Durvasa Muni showed up with his 10,000 disciples. Yudhishthira Maharaj received and requested him to go to river and take bath and come back. In the meantime, we'll prepare food. There was no food left. Then Draupadi sincerely prayed to Lord Krishna. That's what Prabhupada writes. When the devotees are put into difficulty, they have an opportunity in recollecting. They have an opportunity to recollect the Lord with rapt attention. In difficulty, a devotee can remember the Lord with complete attention. That's what Kunti Maharani says in the previous chapters. Vipada santuta shashwat tatra tatra jagat guru. So please give us the difficulties again and again. Because vipada means remembrance of you. Remembrance of you means your presence. Your presence means no repeated birth and death. When one is happy, difficult to remember the Lord. In difficulties, one definitely remember the Lord. So that's what Prabhupada writes here. So as soon as she remembered, Lord Krishna showed up and asked what the matter. She explained everything. Then Krishna told that, that's all fine. I am feeling hungry. It's noon time. I left my lunch there. I come here. Please feed me something. Draupadi says, I have already mentioned you. I already ate. Akshaya Patra cannot produce anything. Then Krishna says, no problem. Bring it. So when Draupadi brought that Akshaya Patra, Krishna looked it into it. It clearly says that Akshaya Patra had some remnants of Shaka Anna system. System is remnants. Egnashishta Shinashanto Muchante Sarvakil Vishai Bunjatete Agamapapa Ye Pachanti Atma Karanat. So after Draupadi had eaten her meal that day, somehow or other, some shaka, some anna. Anna is rice, shaka is vegetables. They are remained in that Akshaya Patra. So Lord Krishna ate that. Anyone can eat. Eating little shaka, little rice may not satisfy them. But here Krishna is not ordinary person. Because he ate little Shaka and Anna, Shishta Upayujya, Trilokim Truptam. That day, everyone in the three planetary systems are completely satisfied. Everyone includes Durvasa and his 10,000 followers who are taking bath in the river. They were already feeling that their neck is full. Up to the neck, up to the throat, they are full. So, now they are in dilemma what to do. If we go back and if we don't accept the invitation of Yudhishthira Maharaj, it is like an aparad. Already previously I had meddled with one Vaishnava, Ambarish Maharaj. Now I don't want to do the same mistake again. So thinking thus, Durvasa and his followers, they left from that place. Even though Bhima was calling them, please come, lunch is ready. But they did not listen to Bhima. We'll come some other time like that, saying they left from that place. So this is the pastime about our that today's verse, which is talking about how the Pandavas were saved from the curse of Durvasa Muni by the intervention of Lord Krishna. If it was not Lord Krishna, if anybody else had accepted this Shaka Anna Shishta, they might have been felt happy, but not Durvasa and all others in the entire three planetary systems. Because it was Krishna, everyone felt satisfied that day. Because he is the Lord of the entire universe, both material and spiritual universes. So everyone got satisfied completely. So that was how Lord Krishna saved at every crucial moment all the Pandavas, starting from the beginning till the end of their life. So with this particular theme as background, so the chapter, theme of the chapter, like Arjuna is expressing gratitude to Supreme Lord. So we'll discuss some of the events or some of the incidents that are mentioned in the Bhagavatam where this gratitude is expressed. Why and how expression of gratitude is so important? What are the different places? To what extent it can go? So, by referring to some of the pastimes in the Bhagavatam, let us try to discuss in the whatever time remained at our disposal. So, this world is filled with all relationships. And in the Bhagavatam, we see expression of gratitude between the master and subordinate, the dependent and the caretaker. And this relationship you can see in terms of son and father. Their father means parents, the children and the parents. There is a mutual expression of gratitude. The children express their gratitude to parents, the parents express gratitude to children. Guru and disciple, the teacher and the student, they express gratitude to each other. And devotee and the Supreme Lord. The devotee expresses his gratitude to Supreme Lord. Sometimes Lord also expresses his gratitude to his devotees. So taking references from these three themes, let us see how and why the principle of expression of gratitude is very important. So we will briefly discuss the story of Lord Brahma and Swayambhuva Manu. Here Lord Brahma is the father of Swayambhuva Manu as well as guru of Swayambhuva Manu. When Swayambhuva Manu was created by Brahma, by his own mystic power, he made an appeal to Swayambhuva Manu. Instead he made an appeal, it is Swayambhuva Manu himself approached Lord Brahma in order to express his gratitude to his father by rendering suitable service. Expression of gratitude is not always a verbal offering. It is actually an activity with full surrender. So that we can see in the case of Swayambhuva Manu. This is from, we are discussing from 3rd canto, chapter 13. Wherein Swayambhuva Manu, he approaches Brahma. He is going to speak. He says that, Pranjalai Pranatas Chedam Veda Garbam Abhasata. The Veda Garba, the father of all the Vedas, the source of all the Vedas, the personified form of all the Vedas, that is Lord Brahma, approaching him, Swayambhuva Manu offering his respects, is making a plea unto his guru and father. He says that, Tvameka Sarva Bhutanam Janmakrud Vruttida Pita Tatapina Prajanamte Susrusha Kenava Bhavayat. He says that, you are not only the father of myself, you are the father of each and every living entity in the entire universe. Praja Sarva Bhutanam Janmakrud. You are the father of, you are the birth giver of life to each and every living entity in the entire universe. You have also given birth to me. Then he says that, Tata api na prajanam susrusha kena va bhavet. Please tell me how I can serve you. Oh my dear father, oh my dear guru, please engage me in service. So then he further says that, Tad videhi manastubhyam, Tad videhi namastubhyam, karmashu idya atmas shaktishu. He says that, idya karmashu atma shaktishu. I want to worship you by performing all the activities according to my capacity, atma shaktishu, as much as I can do, to that extent, I want to serve you by executing all the different variety of activities. Yet krutveha yesho vishvag amutracha bhaved gati. He says that one interesting thing. Yet krutva iha, by executing service unto you as a worship unto you, I want to get two things. One is yesho vishvag, I want to get yesha, fame in this world. The fame of expressing gratitude to one's own father and one's own father. And also, that means becoming a humble menial servant of one's own father and guru. And then, amutra cha bhaved gati. And also I want to attain the highest gati. That is going back home back to Godhead by rendering service unto you, who are my father and guru. This is the twofold purpose with which Swayambhuva Manu approaches his father, requesting for a seva. Lord, interestingly, Lord Krishna also tells the same thing in Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna says that, I don't want to fight, he put down his bow, down. Kutas, Lord Krishna says, Kutashva kashmalamidam vishame samupasitam. Anarya justam asvargyam akirti karam Arjuna. My dear Arjuna, where from this bewilderment has come upon you when a great battle is going to take place? This kind of kashmalam, this kind of impurities does not give you fame in this world. Akirti karam Arjunam. As long as one is living, after one leaves the body, one always want to leave behind the fame of reputation of doing good things. If you give up your bow and arrows and if you don't take part in the battle, it will bring you akirti. And not only that, the next level, little superior than that, is asvargyam. People perform activities in this world hoping for betterment in the future. From the scripture point of view, the betterment is going to Swarga. You are not fighting in the battle does not award you Swarga. But most important than going to Swarga is Anarya Justam. The civilized people, the Aryans, execute their duties as an offering to Supreme Lord for the purification of their heart in order to gain the necessary qualification to go back home back to Godhead. The Aryans, the civilized people, perform every activity with the intention of going back home back to Godhead. So, you are not performing duties as a Kshatriya fighting in the battle does not award fame in this world, entry into Swarga, or and finally going back home back to Godhead. Here same thing, our Swayambhu Manu also says that I want to get fame as well as I want to go back home back to Godhead. With these two intentions I want to execute service unto you. Please, my dear father, please engage me in certain service. For which Brahma says that Pritistad Pritastubhyam Aham Tata Swastistad Vam Kshitishvara Yam Nirvelikam Hruda Sadi Me Sadi Ma Iti Atman Arpitam. My dear son, I am very much pleased with you because you have submitted yourself to execute service unto me. Atma Arpitam. You have submitted yourself completely. And he says that Nirvelikena Hruda, without any selfish motive, without any ulterior motives, with wholehearted surrender, you wanted to worship me by executing suitable activities. I am very much pleased with this. Pritastubhyam Aham Tata, my dear son, I am very much pleased with you by your humble service attitude. Then he says that Etavati Atmajer Vira Karyahi Apachiter Guru. He says that this is how a son should render service to one's own father, or a disciple should render service to one's own spiritual master. Swayambhu Manu setting a proper mood how a son or a disciple should serve one's father or spiritual master. Shaktya, according to one's own ability, first qualification, not first, the attributes of the services, first one is Shaktya, according to one's full abilities, and Apramatter, with complete vigilance, not superficial rendering service, with complete vigilance. Gruhyeta, accepting that service as one's life and soul. Not just because father told, guru told. No, no. Accepting it as one's own life and soul. Sadaram, sa adaram, with great respect. Gatamastara, without envy toward the father or the spiritual master. These are the different attributes of the service. The mentality with which the servant, that son or the disciple should execute the service. So then, Lord Brahma says, Satvam Asyam Apatyani Sadrishani Atmano Gunai Utpadya Shasa Dharmena Gam Yajnai Purusham Yaja. He gives the instruction how to execute the service. The qualities of the service are mentioned in the previous verse, and what service he should execute in the next verse. He says that, first thing, get married and beget children who will have same disposition as you, who will be like you only. Tubhyam Atmajair. Don't beget sons who are against your way of thinking. And then, Praja Rakshaya Nripa. Protect the people, protect the human beings on the Bhuloka. And then, he says that, Bhagavamste Rushikesho Anutushyati. By begetting children like yourself and by taking care of the living entities, especially the human beings in the Bhuloka, you will easily please the Supreme Lord. Lord Brahma is not saying that you will please me. By doing this you will please me. Not like that. He is telling that by doing these two things, you will very easily, very quickly please the Supreme Lord. That is the service to Supreme Lord. So then, how to beget children, how to take care of the the citizens of the country and how to worship the Supreme Lord, that he elaborates in the next verse. Esham na tushto bhagavan nignalinga janardano tesham shrimohi apartaya yadatma nadrita swayam. So he says that by all our endeavors, if we do not please the Supreme Lord, all our endeavors are shrimahevai kevalam, a simply wasted labor. Tesham shrimohi apartaya yadatma anadrita swayam. Because not performing one's own activities as a service to one's own father or guru or the Supreme Lord is as good as not giving any regard to oneself. Anadruta swayam. If at all one is interested in one's own welfare, one should serve the father, guru and the Supreme Lord with this mood. So, with these instructions, Lord Brahma instructed Swayambhu Manum. Even later on, it is mentioned in the 20th chapter, what is so special about Swayambhu Manu that Lord Brahma becomes very much happy with him and requests him to do the needful. That is mentioned in the 20th chapter. It is said that, Aho yetat jagasrishta sukrutam batate krutam. Pratishtita kriya yasmin sakam annam adamahe. All the great sages and all the other living entities who were created by Lord Brahma before the creation of Swayambhu Manu. Swayambhu Manu is the last creation of Lord Brahma. When he was created, rest all the personalities were expressing their satisfaction that, my dear Brahma, today you have done the best thing that you have not done till now. Because by creating Swayambhu Manu, you have established the performance of Yajna, which will take care of the maintenance of all the living entity throughout the universe, 14 planetary systems. Because it is the responsibility of Swayambhu Manu to take care of, not Swayambhu Manu, but any person, any king, to take care of the citizens and to worship the devatas and to serve the Supreme Lord by executing Yajna. It is through the medium of Yajna, everyone in the universe is nourished. Annat bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhava. Ignat bhavanti parjanyo ignya karma samudvaha. Every living entity sustenance is dependent on food. Food comes from the rain. Rain comes from the performance of ignya. So in that connection, all the great sages are indicating that you have done a great service today. So this is one incident where the discussion is between the father and son. Both are expressing their gratitude to each other. One is saying that, I want to serve you. Other is saying that, I am very much pleased with you. The similar incident happens between Lord Brahma and Kardama Muni. Lord Brahma instructed Kardama Muni also, may you get married and beget children who will do the needful in due course of time. For which Kardama Muni performed severe tapasya for 10,000 years. As a result of which, the Supreme Lord appeared personally and promised him that, I myself will appear as your son. I am so much satisfied with you, I myself will appear as your son. Eventually, when the Supreme Lord himself entered into the womb of Kardama Muni's wife, Devahuti, Lord Brahma personally came to their ashram. And Brahma expressed his gratitude to Kardama Muni. I requested you to get married and beget a son who will follow Dharma and do the needful. But you have done to the extent that the Supreme Lord himself became your son. There is nothing more than this. So Lord Brahma was so much happy and he was expressing his gratitude to his son for what he had done. Brahma says, Tvayame apachitastata kalpita nirvelikata enme sanjagre vakyam bhavan manada manayan. My dear son, I have told one thing. Please get married and beget children who are dharmic, religious and execute religious activities. But you have done to the topmost extent. I am very much satisfied because you accepted my instruction as yes sir by saying yes sir. Bhavan manada manada. Giving the highest respect, highest regard to my instruction. He says that Yetavati eva susrusha karya pitari putraka. This is how a son should serve the father. This is how a disciple should serve the spiritual master. This is how a devotee should serve the Supreme Lord. Bhadam iti anumanneta gauravena gurur vacha. Bhadam iti anumanneta. Yes sir, I am here to execute your will. So like that, one should execute one's service. So this is how Lord Brahma expresses his gratitude, establishing the principle of expressing gratitude. Somewhat similar context comes in the 9th canto. At one point of time, Ayati, King Ayati, requests his sons to exchange his old age with their youth. He had total 5 sons. 4 elder sons, because of various reasons, they say, no. But the youngest among all the 5 children, Puru, he agreed to his father. But when he agreed, he was expressing his dissatisfaction. He says that, Uttamas chintitat kuryat, prokta karitu madhyama. The son of the best order executes the father's instruction just by understanding what father wants. Before the father could tell, whether this father or guru or the Supreme Lord could tell, the best category, the first category of person, dependent will execute the seva. But he says that, prokta karitu madhyama, after being told, the middle grade person execute the seva. The first grade person execute the seva, understanding what the father wants, what the guru wants, what the Lord wants. But second grade category person execute the seva after being told. Third category person, adamo ashraddaya kuryat. The third category person execute the seva but without faith, without respect, without surrender. Ashraddaya. The fourth category of person is compared to akarta uccharitam pituhu. The fourth category of person who does not follow the instructions of the father or guru or the Supreme Lord is like the uccharitam, like the excrement of the father, like the stool or urine. So that's how Puru expressing his lamentation that I could not become the first class person, let me be at least the second class person. Since my father asked me, I'll do the needful. So like that, he did it. In reciprocation, later on, generally the eldest son becomes the monarch, but Ayati makes Puru as the next monarch. So it was like that. So this is how we can see how the father and son, the guru and disciple, the Supreme Lord and devotee express their gratitude to each other. If you go a little bit further, in the 4th canto we see Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj had the darshan of Lord Vishnu, when Lord Vishnu was ready to offer whatever blessing that Dhruva Maharaj wants, at that time, Dhruva Maharaj says that, my dear Lord, I don't want anything. Tanabi lashi tapato sitoham. Swam praptuvan deva munindra guyam. Swamin kurtar tosmi varamne ache. Kachan vichinvan apidivya ratnam. He says that, desiring a place superior to that of Brahma, I have come to the forest to worship you. But obtaining you, who is very difficult to be obtained by deva munindra guyam, for the devatas and the great sages, but I have obtained you very easily. Swamin krutarthosmi, I am completely satisfied. Na varamna yache, I don't want any more other blessing. I was searching for the broken piece of glasses, but I have got a rare diamond which cannot be obtained by the devatas or the great sages. So Dhruva Maharaj expresses his gratitude saying that, my dear Lord, having you is enough. I don't want anything else. But on the other hand, Lord Vishnu expresses his gratitude to Dhruva Maharaj, giving what he wanted. Dhruva Maharaj wanted a place, a position superior to that of Lord Brahma. In the entire universe, there is only one place which is superior to that of Lord Brahma, is the place of Lord Vishnu. Lord Shiva is the in charge of destruction, which is the activity of mode of ignorance. Lord Brahma is the in charge of creation, which is the activity of mode of passion, which is superior to mode of ignorance. Lord Vishnu is the in charge of maintenance, which is the activity of mode of goodness, which is superior to the mode of passion. So Lord Vishnu gave his own seva to Dhruva Maharaj. Lord Brahma, residing in Satyaloka, in charge of the creation of the entire universe. Lord Vishnu, residing in his own abode, known as Vishnupada, being in charge of the maintenance of the entire universe. Because there is nothing superior to his own, superior to Brahma's position, that is his own position, Lord Vishnu gave his own abode, his own seva, his own service. That is maintaining the entire universe and his abode known as Vishnupada. Since it was given to Dhruva, it became known as Dhruva Loka. And the maintenance of the entire universe on behalf of Lord Vishnu, it is Dhruva Maharaj doing now. For the entire day of Brahma, Dhruva Maharaj does that seva, maintaining the 14 planetary systems, especially the 3 planetary systems, Bhuloka, Bhurloka and Swargaloka. Yes, that is the way Lord expresses his gratitude to a surrendered devotee. Later on in the 4th canto, if we go further, at one point of time, King Prithu had the good fortune of associating with pure devotees, the 4 Kumaras. The 4 Kumaras teach about bhakti, about jnana, etc., etc., to Prithu Maharaj and also to the citizens of the entire kingdom who are assembled in that gathering. Having heard everything, Prithu Maharaj expresses his gratitude to the 4 Kumaras. He says that, Eridrishi Bhagavato Gatiratma Vada Ekantato Nigamabi Pratibodhitana Tushyan Tadabra Karuna Swakritena Nityam Kona Matat Pratikaroti Vinoda Patram. He says that, my dear sir, Eridrishi Bhagavato Gatiratma Vada Ekantato Nigamabi Pratibodhitana. My dear sir, thank you very much for revealing me about the path of bhakti. The path of perfection, the path back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Then he says that, Tushyanti adabra karuna swakritena nityam. The great souls like you are simply satisfied by distributing this knowledge to one and all. Nothing else in this world can give you satisfaction other than enlightening people in path back home, back to Godhead. Nothing else can satisfy you. Ko namatat pratikaroti vinoda patram. By giving anything else, I can never ever please you. May you be pleased by your compassionate activities of delivering one and all. I don't have anything at my disposal to offer you as Guru Dakshina. If at all, if I say that I can offer you something in return as a Guru Dakshina, I will be a joker. Vinoda Patram. The same mood is expressed by Vidura unto Maitreya. Vidura expresses to Maitreya saying that, Sarve Vedesha Ignesha Tapo Danani Chanaga Jivabaya Pradhanasya Na Kuruviram Kalamapi. Even a person for his entire life might read all the Vedas might teach all the Vedas, might follow the instructions of all the Vedas, like executing different yajnas. Sarve Vedescha Yajnascha. Executing different variety of austerities, tapasya. Giving charities of different kind and different nature, danani, cha, and other things, other pious activities. Jiva Abhaya Pradhanasya. In the matter of giving fearlessness to the living entity, to oneself or one's own subordinates, na kurviram kalamapi. The association of a great soul, even for a small amount of time, is so great, that one's execution of the Vedic studies, yajnas, tapasya, dana, and all other pious activities does not even compare to 1/16th of what a great soul does unto the conditioned soul. That is giving fearlessness to jiva. Jiva abhaya pradhanasya. That means enabling the conditioned soul to go back home, back to Godhead. Only a pure devotee can do. Only a guru can do. No one else can do. If at all one says that I can repay, I can pay Guru Dakshina to my Guru, what he has done to me, that kind of person is simply an object of mockery. This is how a son, a disciple or a devotee expresses gratitude to one's own father, one's own spiritual master, or unto the supreme personality of Godhead. Because these great souls are always giving up their personal comfort. They travel far and wide, all over on the surface of the earth, in order to give that fearlessness to the suffering conditioned souls. Janasya Krishnad Vimukasya Daivad Adharma Shilasya Sugutikitasya Anugraha Ena Charanti Nunam Bhutani Bhavyani Janadanasya. Anugraha Aya Iha. The people in this world are continuously getting suffered. In order to show compassion on them, great souls like you, my dear Maitreya, they travel on the surface of the earth. In order to give them fearlessness. That is the greatness of Guru. And that Guru has been sent by the Supreme Lord. Sometimes the same Supreme Lord also appears as the Guru. Following the instructions of that Supreme Lord, sometimes the devotee excels the Guru. The son excels the father. The disciples excels the Guru. The devotee excels the Supreme Lord. At that time, the Supreme Lord himself becomes obliged to the devotee. There are many incidents throughout the Bhagavatam. Since time is up, the ultimate conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the Supreme Lord himself becomes failed to express his gratitude to his devotees. He says, I cannot do anything to you for what you have done for me. As the followers of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, wherever the Vrajavasis, especially the gopis, are the topmost devotees, unto them, Lord Krishna expresses his inability to do something for them in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Lord Krishna says that, Napara eham niravadya samyujam. Sasadu Krutyam Vibudayusha Piva Vibuda Ayusha. Even though if I am given the lifespan that of Brahma, I cannot repay for what you have done. I cannot express my gratitude to you, O gopis. Because Lord Krishna says that Ya Ma Bhajan. In order to worship me, Durjara Geha Shrunkala, you have cut the bonds of the rules and regulations of this world. Durjara Geha Shrunkala. This world has so many restrictions. but you have cut all the restrictions in order to serve me. Samruchya tadva pratiyatu sadhuna. You have gone against the flow of the material world in order to serve me, for which I can never ever repay you. But only the one thing I can explain, I express to you is swa sadhu krutyam. Be satisfied with your own devotional service. Other than that, I cannot do anything for you. So this is the way Lord Krishna himself expresses his gratitude to his own devotees for what they have done. So in one sense, this world is a place where we can never ever express our gratitude enough. No one feels that they have fulfilled their debt to their caretakers. If at all somebody says that I have done with my responsibilities, that means they have not understood it properly. When Lord himself is saying that I cannot do what for what you have done, what qualification do we have to say that I have done what you have done? We can never express our gratitude to our parents, to our spiritual masters, or to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We remain eternally indebted. So this is the principle of expressing gratitude. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to share some thoughts. I have simply repeated what is there in the Bhagavatam. So no way in a way of instruction or anything. I just share it from Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. Tantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Bhakta Vrindaki ki. Thank you.